What's happening, everybody, and welcome to Rantpocalypse Talks Fear the Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
I'm Kelly, and together we are the greatest Fear the Walking Dead mother and son duo. By the way, I'm the mom. Justin is the son.
I am the son.
He's so cute. He's the greatest son ever, too.
I paid her to say that. So your check is in the mail. It may or may not bounce.
Yeah.
We are here. It's very nice. We're here to talk about the return of Fear the Walking Dead. It is season 2, episode 8. And this episode is entitled Grotesque.
Oh, and that is perfect.
Yes.
Perfect, because there are so many times when I was taking notes during the episode that I wrote, so gross, so gross. I do love that this was a episode that was centered on Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's great.
He's my favorite character, and everyone else could die. so, I mean, which is terrible. I hate to be that way, but I love him so much. The whole show could just be about him.
No. I think it was a very nice change of pace. If you didn't like Nick, you're either going to love Nick after this episode, or you're just never going to like Nick. Because in this episode, Nick's search for answers leads him into deadly terrain, and a dark part of his past is
yes.
revealed.
Yes.
So we're going to give our top 5, not 3, yeah. but 5 moments from this episode.
Number 5, the hot new chick.
Yes. Luciana is her yes. name. Now we finally get a name for this character.
Yep.
I'm super excited for her character. I think she's going to be fantastic.
Awesome. And I love that attached to her is a seemingly happy, normal town. It seems like, okay, I know this is the Walking Dead thing that they do. They suck you in and make you think everything is normal and happy. But it seemed good. The kids were playing games. And
yeah, they were playing football or yes. soccer if you're in the States. So,
yes.
It did look like it was a happy town that Nick has come upon. That remains to be seen at this point whether or not it is truly happy. But I like the introduction of this Luciana character. She's a badass. She's a beast. It looks mm-hmm. like she's leading shit, which I like. She looks quite sexy with a gun right there on her shoulder
yes.
as well.
Did you also notice that they were covered in blood, too? Not as much as Nick, but they had blood smeared on them, and it looked like they did it on purpose.
It did look like they did it on purpose. I'm not 100% sold that they did do it on purpose, though, because whenever we watch the trailer, the Comic-Con trailer and everything, and you yeah. see, you know, this is the town that Nick comes upon. You know, we see the doctor that we see at the end of this episode. We see Luciana. We see a couple of the other people that we saw in this episode in mm-hmm. that Comic-Con trailer.
Yeah.
And there was that part in the trailer that, like, blew everybody's minds where they threw that guy freaking out of the bus. All right, they didn't throw him out of the bus. They put him in the bus, they opened yeah. the doors, and he walked out into the walkers, and they ate his ass.
Okay, I forgot all about that. So, yeah, why did I think this is a happy town? These are bastards. These are a bunch of bastards that Nick just came upon.
Well, I don't know yet. I don't know if they're bastards. That's why I question whether or not they had the blood on them on purpose, or if the yeah. blood on them was just because they had gotten into some skirmishes earlier and got some blood on them. Because now I'm wondering, were they trying to replicate what Nick is able to do with the walker blood all over his face? Because they see him and they have that little conversation whenever yeah. he's walking. The one guy says to Luciana, but he's walking amongst them or
right.
something like that.
Well,
so,
first they said
know.
He's the one or yeah. it's him, something along those lines, like they were searching for him.
Exactly.
So it's exciting.
Our number 4 moment from this episode is the Walking Dead season 7 preview. Because that's when the crazy lady, the mom, and I say she's crazy. Every mom would do this at the same
yeah.
time. But Nick thinks he's found himself a nice little spot to have a little rest. And then somebody comes in and just beats the hell out of him with that bat. If we think that was rough, just wait. You know,
I know.
Season 7 premiere, we're going to hate bats for the rest of our lives.
Now, this one was an aluminum bat, so it was a little bit different. So
and it didn't have barbed wire wrapped it around it.
Yeah, exactly. But she was swinging it hard. So I was thinking as he's lying there with his sweet little face asleep, you know, that they were just going to totally freak us out and, you know, knock his face off. So luckily that didn't happen. All right. Our number 3 moment was walker camo. And that's Nick using all the walkers to come on this group of bad dudes that are shooting at them. And it's like he used his brain to tell them, kill them, kill them. I don't know. It was just, it was super weird how that happened.
It did seem like he was Professor X-ing them. The funniest thing about this is those dudes saved Nick because those walkers were coming at him whenever he got on top of that car.
Yeah.
And it looked like, oh, shit. This is it. I mean, Nick was praying at that moment
yes.
that something would happen. And all of a sudden you hear pop, 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 pop. And those guys were shooting at, I'm assuming, walkers or other people because they were assholes and they were out scavenging for all these supplies and stuff.
And they had a lot of ammo. Maybe it's because it's early in the zombie apocalypse. So we still have ammo left and people are stupid not realizing this is going to go on for a few years.
Yeah, so that ammo should, scares.
Yes, you should save some of this. But I just thought it was really interesting that the lead guy that was shooting at the walkers, Nick gives him this weird stink eye, like, you know, you son of a bitch. And the guy gets all nervous and starts dropping shit. And that's when the walkers ate him. So that was interesting.
Well, I think it was, for me, it was he saw Nick earlier. And then he sees him in the crowd, the herd of the walkers, and he's like, what the shit? That dude's in there? And I feel like, he could see that he was actually still human still, and it freaked him out. I don't know. Maybe Nick did give him the stink eye as well. But it was a crazy, crazy scene. I loved it so much. We've seen him embrace the fact that he can put the walker blood on top of him, and he can walk amongst them. But now he's realized he can utilize this as a weapon. Like, he doesn't need guns. He doesn't need any, like, knives or anything like that. He can just walk around with this walker herd and sit there and watch the herd eat these dudes. It was great. I loved it so much. Our number two moment from this episode, which was a really cool thing and it was a really revealing thing, was all the flashbacks in this episode. I can't even figure out which one of the flashbacks that I like the most, but I might say the one where it's revealed that Nick's dad, Madison's husband, was killed in a car crash. Because we've always been saying, like, Travis and Madison, they do not fit. They do not mesh well together. But now we may realize why they don't mesh well together, because this seemed like it didn't happen that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. I mean, how did she hook up with him just immediately? It's like, you know, she walked out of there telling her son, your dad died in a car crash. And saw Travis in the parking lot and said, hey, let's go home.
Well, because they were both at the same school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe this shit was going on in advance.
It could have been going on in advance, and maybe that's why Nick has kind of held a grudge against Travis. One, I mean, who wouldn't hold a grudge? Like, if it did happen that quickly, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, my dad just got buried in the ground, and now you're boning my mom. Like, this is not cool. I agree that, it did seem to happen very, very quickly. The flashbacks with Gloria included in them was really, really awesome.
She seemed like such a really interesting character and had her head on. She seemed very grounded. I think it was very interesting that we see that scene basically right before all this shit went down, because you and I argue about this. She was supposedly patient zero. That's what they told us in the very beginning, that Gloria was patient zero.
Yeah, that's what everything was said about Fear the Walking Dead beforehand. I feel like the writers and producers and showrunners told us that that we are going to see the first zombie on the show.
Yeah.
I think that was a lie, but I don't know. But it was very interesting, and we talked about this right before we started recording, that was Nick the cause of Gloria's death? Did he do something wrong?
Before she shot up.
Yeah, before she shot up, that's what caused her to die. Because, she was dead in the morning. Whenever they wake up in the morning, she's a zombie, and she's eating some other random guy, which we didn't see him in this little flashback. But, you know, that poor other random guy was probably just taking a nap somewhere.
Well, there was another guy in that little drug den off to the right. Yeah, that was, you know, he's just kind of sitting there like this. But so did Nick start the zombie apocalypse? I think he did. I think he's the beginning of it all.
I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, so our number one moment is when Nick goes all Bear Grylls. I mean, gross. This is, I have to be where the title came from. Nick is having this pleasant walkabout with all of his supplies on his backpack, which the woman steals. So then Nick has to resort to drinking his own urine, which was so disgusting.
Made it look like it was really tasty, though.
I know. He seemed like he liked it way better than the cactus water. I mean, yeah. The cactus water he threw up his urine. He's like, not bad. And then he goes from that to eating bits of the raw dog.
That was gross.
That was super gross.
That gets the title grotesque right there. That was some nasty shit, Nick.
Yeah. Although if you think about it, they were in the desert. It could have been baked by the time he got to it.
That's very true. It gets really hot out there. So yeah, it could have been nice and cooked for him and everything. Yeah.
He looked like he loved it.
He did.
Like
he looked like
the first time.
It looked like that was filet mignon or something like that. Like he was super excited to eat that.
So it's just another thing to prove that how much he has embraced the walker, the zombie culture, how much he's become a part of it. He eats what they eat.
I know. It was really weird seeing him eat that. It was really sad seeing those dogs be eaten the zombies, by the walkers. That was really gross. Did it not feel like a very Resident Evil vibe whenever he wakes up and those dogs are like trying to gnaw at him, trying to like eat him basically? I felt like I was in the mansion and the dogs burst through the glass and were trying to eat me.
Constantly, every time you turn around, those stupid dogs were coming through the glass. You
those darn
couldn't
dogs.
Get away.
Exactly. I would have to say that was probably one of my favorite aspects about this episode was the whole survival element of this episode, which is something that we see on The Walking Dead sometimes. And obviously, they dive into that a lot. I mean, they're trying to get food, they're trying to get shelter, that kind of stuff. But it was really, really cool getting to see it from one character's perspective and out in the desert. There's a game that we play off and on called 7 Days to Die. It's like procedurally generated, so you never know what environments you're going to get put in. And I always get put in the freaking desert.
Yeah.
And so whenever Nick tries to, you know, he steps on that cactus for one, I like totally felt his pain because I'm playing as my character in that game and I'm constantly just running over cactus and stuff like that. And then you got to drink the nasty juice. It definitely felt very 7 Days to Die-ish to me in this episode. I'm going to give this episode a 5 bacons.
Well deserved 5 bacons. I give it 5 bacons as well, because it was just this was probably the best Fear the Walking Dead episode that we've had. It was brilliant.
And I knew we were both on the same page. Like, holy shit, this episode was phenomenal. It was the best one so far. Daniel Sackheim directed this episode, and he's done Game of Thrones. He did Game of Thrones 2 episodes this season, in season 6, Book of the Stranger and Oathbreaker. He's worked on The Americans. He's worked on The Man in the High Castle. He's worked on The Leftovers. He actually did 2 episodes of The Walking Dead. He did Isolation and When the Dead Come Knocking. So a little bit farther back, 2012 and 2013 is when he did those 2 episodes. Kudos to him.
Yep.
I loved everything about this episode, from the 127 hours vibe that it had at the beginning whenever Nick's like walking through the desert. The music was cool.
Yeah.
The way that they played with the camera shots and stuff.
It did seem like the music was so much more like The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Because, you know, we always download the soundtracks because love the music so much. And this was music that I would definitely add to my iPhone, my iPod, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was good. The opening Fear the Walking Dead thing, I know, did not bother you.
It did not. It's gone. It's gone, people. It's gone. I think it's officially gone.
Yeah.
Because this is like the second or third episode where it didn't show up. So I liked it a whole lot. We want to know your thoughts on this episode, so put them in the comment box down below. What would you rate this episode out of bacons? If you're new here, that's what we rate our shows out of, because bacon's the greatest thing on earth. What did you think about this? Yeah, this Nick focused episode. What the hell is going to go down?
Do you want more?
Yeah.
And how long is it going to be before we see Nick again?
Make sure you hit subscribe, because we're going to come back with our predictions/reactions to the little teaser trailers that they're showing us for episode 9. Hit the like button. Share it with your friends that like Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead. Thanks so much for joining us. And we're done now.
Okay. Then bye-bye.
Bye.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. I need coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something. All that glitters ain't gold. Hey, hey. It's been a long old